Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, as you can imagine, things are tense on Wall Street, so tense that the New York Stock Exchange is having trouble finding people willing to do what?
Would this be willing to ring the opening or closing bell?
That would be it. Very good. Ever since the go-go 90s, celebrities and notables have been coming out to the balcony to ring the opening bell. That is a trademarked phrase at the New York Stock Exchange. But for some reason, nobody wanted to do it this week. The Broadway actress they had scheduled for Monday, one Missy Pyle, backed out at the last minute, presumably because she didn't want to go down in history as a kind of financial typhoid Mary. One publicist who booked celebs for the gig said, and this is a real quote, "Right now, it can be a little bit like being asked to blow the foghorn on the Titanic," unquote. Paul, we've got just the thing for your office or kitchen wall. A group of professional clowns announced plans to debut what in 2009?
I'm sorry, a group of professional clowns?
Yes.
That would be pie throne paintings.
No.
Seltzer bottle paintings.
No.
Paintings, all hundreds of them coming out of one car.
No. I'll give you a hint. Mr. July is Bozo.
Oh, a calendar.
Yes.
Oh,
what kind of calendar?
Naked clown
a
calendar.
A naked clown calendar.
That went without saying, I thought.
No. You had to say it. That's right.
Here you go.
That's right. 16 recent graduates from the Clown Conservatory decided to put on their red wigs and unusually large shoes and nothing else in order to display their talents in, quote, a myriad of positions in an extended 16-month calendar to be released in 2009. The official website explains that proceeds will go to benefit multiple sclerosis research, and they also promise the calendar will answer many questions such as, what's Unicycle Girl's favorite holiday? What do clowns eat for Thanksgiving? And in how many uncomfortable places can one person place a balloon? Paul, Professor Kyle Volk's history class at the University of Montana has a lot of things that most college classes have. It's got lectures, assigned reading, homework, but it also has one thing that, as far as we know, is a first on college campuses. What?
I'm thinking about a hint.
Okay. Well, this is true. The professor has to interrupt his class once or twice a session and recommend that the students get lunch at a particular place.
He has a sponsor?
He has a commercial sponsor.
There
That's right.
There we go.
Namely, the El Diablo burrito stand. This is why we presume Professor Volk told his students that the pilgrims and Indians shared a bountiful meal of maize and El Diablo chicken quesadillas at the first Thanksgiving dinner. The Montana's history department hopes the sponsorship is, quote, a witty way to draw attention to their dwindling budget. And Professor Volk does his best to work El Diablo into as many topics as possible. He pastes El Diablo stickers on tests. He prints the burrito logo on his syllabus, and he makes sure students now know that the Bay of Pigs incident really happened at the Bay of Delicious Carnitas. Roxanne, a New York bank robber fled the scene without the loot when a teller used what devastating weapon to fend her off?
The robber was a female.
Yes. Although that's irrelevant to this solution.
The solution. So she didn't say, you look fat in that in that mask?
I'll give you a hint. Want a hint?
I would love a hint.
Yeah, like that's going to work.
Sarcasm.
Yes, sarcasm. It's the New York way. A female bank robber approached a teller at the Roslyn Savings Bank in Center Reach, New York, and announced that she was robbing the bank. She didn't show a weapon. And the teller, in a New York state of mind, said, quote, are you serious? Her scorn was so burning that the robber turned and fled the scene. Police said they hadn't yet apprehended the perp, but said, quote, yeah, like she's going to be able to get away.
She's not qualified to rob a bank.
Exactly. It is true. It's amazing how political ads are, like, completely suffusing everybody's minds. In the morning, I say, girls, you have to get up and go to school. I'm your father, and I approve this message. And my kids are like, Peter Sagal, is he truly prepared to make our lunches? Yesterday, he gave me salami with cheese when I specifically told him not to use the cheese. Peter Sagal, a father we just can't trust.
You should not bail out their allowances.
No, I shouldn't.